This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Once again, all the news that's... Not
That's
news.
Accurate. Oh.
News. 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 News.
Oh, that's right.
News.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I just feel like doing like the newscastery thing since you guys get to do it. It's like I want to like say something at the beginning. It's like, it's the Monday edition of news. We're never.
Oh,
you know
like
what I mean?
The,
like
yeah. Do like the announcer for like Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but I don't know what it is yet. But I feel like I've there's one more.
You need something.
There's,
to,
yeah, yeah. There's a thing that needs to happen. There.
Okay. I see it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Since Slacker didn't properly greet you.
Got you.
Big news out of New York. Over the weekend.
What was that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
New York.
Okay.
Huh? All right.
If you don't know this, we kind of do accents in the little thing on the show called Stupendously Stupid Stories or whatever it's called. I know it's got four S's. Slacker Show, Stupendously Five. That's five.
Stupendously Stupid Stories.
Is that what it is? Or Stories of the Stupendously Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't know we were going to bring the accents over to this.
Okay, we can leave them out.
No, I mean, well, you certainly are leaving them out because I don't know what that was that you just did.
That was an attempt.
New York!
It was New York.
York, yeah, it was like, ugh. Okay.
All right, we'll just do straight news on this one then.
It's probably too late, so just go for it.
Big news out of New York as the New York Yankees have lifted their 49-year ban on players having facial hair.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was wondering if you guys knew this was a thing. It's always been a thing for the Yankees.
You can't have a beard if you play for the Yankees.
You can't have any facial hair. Think about Derek Jeter. Think about A-Rod. Think about all the Yankees players, Babe Ruth. Like, none of them have ever had beards. Think about how handsome Derek Jeter would have been if he could have had a mustache back in the day or something, but it's not allowed. But they have lifted the ban. They're 49 years. Owner Hal Steinbrenner.
Do you know why? They signed some dude who's really, really good who has a beard.
Well, this has happened before where they signed a player with a beard.
Huh?
Charlie?
No, they didn't sign. It's like a new guy. They didn't sign.
Okay, it's happened before and then they make him shave. And there are some players who even refuse to go because they go, no, I have a beard and I don't want to do that. So they won't sign with the Yankees. So now the Yankees are just going,
okay,
all right, you can have beards.
It's time to.
There's still some rules around it, they said. They're kind of keeping those vague. So I'm sure you've got to be nicely groomed.
Yeah, you can't probably do the Charlie Blackmon beard. You can't be like just unruly.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can have long hair on the Yankees either. Like really, really long.
Because they're
all
into their pinstripes and all thing.
It's a classic. Yeah, they take it very seriously.
As long as we're doing Yankee news and you brought this man up, did anybody see the A-Rod video?
No.
Mm-mm.
So, you know how they do those shots at certain games? Like, there's a basketball game where they bring a kid onto the court and go like, hey, man, if you can hit this three-pointer, you get $1,000. Like, you hit a layup, you get $500. You hit a three-pointer, you get whatever. Well, there's a kid trying to win $10,000 for his education.
Mm-hmm.
And they let A-Rod take the shot, the half-court shot. He flipping drained it.
What? Really?
A-Rod shoots a half-court shot. The kid, like, A-Rod picks him up. All his friends bum rush the court. It's like an incredible. We got to put the video up.
Oh, cool.
It's like,
okay.
That's cute.
A-Rod is such an incredible athlete, beardless or no, that he shot a half-court entry. Could you do it? Could you hit in a half-court shot?
I could, yeah. I don't know that I would first try. I absolutely could, though.
Nuggets?
Have, absolutely.
And if you don't make it, you have to give them $10,000.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not that confident. Not at all.
Or you have to shave your beard.
I would do that. Sure.
Hit a half court shot or shave your beard.
Yeah. Your beard will grow back. In like a day.
Nobody needs it. Do you want to see TX's unshaven face?
No, he'll grow it back.
No one does want to see it.
We'll make it over the weekend.
Okay. Nuggets, call us. We're rid of.
Give me three shots. Give me
three shots.
I want three.
Okay.
We'll talk terms.
Three shots to see if you keep your beer. God,
that.
I love this. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It was exactly 1 year ago today that the Willy Wonka chocolate experience took place in Glasgow, and that's some of my favorite memes.
Hold on. Is that the thing where like people spend all this money on a
so
ticket?
So bad.
And it's essentially a warehouse.
Yeah.
With like. Like a milkshake.
One Oompa Loompa chick who looks like she's miserable and just hates her life.
Oh my God. And like no real.
No.
No candy attractions.
No.
Didn't win anything.
The floor was just like concrete and you got in like this fake boat and rode it like a foot through the chocolate fountain or whatever.
It was like Fry Festival except for chocolate lovers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire, right? Fire?
Yeah.
Fire. Okay.
Did I say Fry?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Because it is spelled.
With a Y.
It's a Y. It makes me think of my comforter. My Costco comforter is from Fry. It's not fire.
Ah.
Okay.
Cool.
I am all over the map today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The latest news on TikTok. We've sent the Slacker research team out to gather this, but...
Do you think everybody knows that there's no Slacker research team?
There is.
We're here.
Why would you say that?
We're in the field.
Why would you say there's no research team?
Yeah.
They're in that other room and they can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Slacker Show research team. What did we send them out for today?
Well, the latest trend on TikTok is dropping heavy objects on your feet. Have you seen any of these videos?
I have.
Erin is
it's
our
bad.
Only... Is she part of the Slacker Show research team?
She's the liaison between the team and us.
I saw the headline, but I was
it's
like...
so dumb.
They're doing it on purpose. It's like eating Tide Pods.
They start little. They start with like, I'm just going to drop a... tissue or something on my foot and it goes up. I literally saw a man drop a microwave on his foot. He broke bones.
For what? For clicks?
Yeah.
For likes?
Yep.
For
yeah. And then he, I guess they rate the pain out of 10.
Yeah.
They start small and increase it. I don't understand.
It's not like a different day, different foot. It is the same foot over and over.
Well, and here's where I'm torn on this because I don't understand it. It's stupid. Obviously don't try that at home. But I grew up on Jackass, man.
So yeah,
I'm kind of a hypocrite.
You're right.
Like that was my life as a teenage. Like is watching those guys purposely try to hurt themselves.
Okay,
and so it's kind of coming full circle. Are we back?
Hear me out. We bring a microwave to Ball Arena.
Oh my gosh!
And we drop it on your foot.
Okay.
And then you got to drain a half court shot to keep your beard. But if,
there needs to be a better loss.
Yeah.
What?
Like, he has to donate $1,000 to some charity or something.
No, you're going to drop a microwave on my foot.
Oh, that's right.
That's
sorry.
I need more.
He's literally going, and then Rocky gets to shoot you in the face with a bazooka.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.